Yeah, and Daf Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda and the Machlokes Abai and Rabbi Zeira. Aso lebehema doifin lesuke. What if he made a behema doifin lesuke? Ramei apoysel Rabbi Yehuda machshe. Shohoyer Ameyer Oimer, Koldova Sheyesh by Ruachaim, in Oisin Oisoi, Le Doifen Le Suke, Le Lechi Le Movi, Le Pasen Le Birois, Le Goyle Le Keva. A live object is not permissible to be used for a Doifen Le Suke, and a Gay Le Suke Seinu. Shem Rabbi Yehis Yeglili Oimer, Afen Kaisen Olav Gita Enosh. And Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik. My time at the Rameyer, so what's wrong with a live object being a doifin l'sukkah? Abaya Omar Shema Tomutz, that the behemoth might die, and you lose your doifin, and you'll be bottled in mitzvah sukkah. It's going to die, it's going to collapse, and you won't have a doifin. Therefore, Chazal passed a bal chai to be a doifin. Abzeira Omar Shema Tivrach. No, not, they weren't chayish lamisa. They were chayish for something more shchiyach. Maybe it might run away. So the Gemara says, bepil kosher, if you'll have an elephant that is tied. So there's nothing but to worry about a little bit of kulalma. Kulalma loy pligi. Dinami mayis, afilo da yesh b'nivlosa yud. So it's icha kosher. Ki pligi bepil she'enei kosher. The machlokes is with an elephant that is not tied. Is lamanda omar shema tomus leichayshinam. Lamanda omas, according to Abaye, appeal sha'ine kosher will be good. Lamanda omar gzeira shema tivra, according to Rabzeira, chayshinam. So the Gemara asks, lamanda omar gzeira shema tomus, according to Abaye, neichosh shema tivra. That means Beriche, running away, is more Shchiach than Misa. So if you're Chayish for Misa, about the Gevishya is to be Chayish for Beriche, so how could you say that according to Rameya, if you'll have a pill She'ene Kosher, it will be good? But Tzicha have to be Chayish that the pill will run away. So the Gemara says that's true. Ela bepil she'enei kosher kolam alei pligi. Everyone holds that this is apostle doifin. Ki pligi bebehema kshura. The machlekes is by a behema that's kosher. A behema, the height of the behema is in existence only because it's alive. If it will die and it will collapse, so you're going to lose your doifin. Es lamanda omagzeira shema tomus. So then we are chayish, it might die. That's according to Abaye. Lamandi omag zeira shema tivrach, loy chayishinam. Lamandi omag zeira shema tivrach, according to Rab Zeira, nechosh shema tomus. There's a possibility it might die also. So Rab Zeira answered, mise loy shchicha. That's not a dover shchich to happen. So Chazal did not passel a behemah as long as the chshash briche was taken care of. That's what we're up to yesterday. Frag the Gemara, there's a new problem over here. V'ike ravcha de beini beini. If you're using a behema as a wall of a sukkah, so the behema, there's space between the feet of the behema, the front feet and the back feet, that's an empty space. That's a pirtze. That means you, if you have to have a doifen, it can't be a mechitza tluye. It has to start from the ground or pochas mishloisha from the ground. How could you use a behema for a sukkah if the mechitza starts more than three tvachim above the ground? So it's a mechitza tluye. So it's a pirtze in the mechitza. It's a posel a doifen. So the Gemara says, the Ovid lay behutze v'dafne, that in that area, that empty space, he's stuck in a type of a gate, And that is soisim, that area. Let us see Rashi. Vike ravche de beini kari. There is a space between the feet. Shehi pirtza. Vafilok shechaya. So how could, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could it be good? And according to Rabbi Zeir, if it's tight, how could it be good? You have a different problem. The behemah is not soisim the whole area. So the Gemara answers, the Ovid lay gather bein regler. He makes a type of a fence between the feet. Behutza v'dafne, hutza lulove deko, dafna anfe eitz is a type of a branch, shekeirin luria v'godlo by peire shekeirin bayish. He has like a geflochtene fence over there, and that is soisim, the area, the space between the feet of the behemah. So the Gemara says, fine, v'dilma rova, there's another problem. But what's going to ensure you that the behemah is going to stand the whole time? You have to have patience to stand the whole time. Maybe the behemah is going to decide to sit down. The minute the behemah sits down, so memela, so then again you lost your doifin. So the Gemara says, the mesiche ba'ashli milel, that no, we took care of this also. We took care of the ropes, which are attached to the behemoth, and they're holding it up. That means that it is a memele, so the behemoth can't sit down and fill it once. It's tied to something on the top. That means there are ropes that are holding it, that will make sure that the behemoth doesn't sit down. So memele, so we took care of the space between the feet, we ensure that the behemoth will not sit down. So memela, now we have a kosher doifin. So the Gemara says, if this all was taken care of, Almando magzeira shema tomos, nami omesiche ba'ashli mela'el. So what are you afraid of? It might die. So till now we were learning if it dies, it'll collapse. And you lose the height of the doifin. But now you're telling me there's another problem. Without dying, there's a problem, it might sit down. So you're telling me that we tied it with ropes, that it can sit down. So if it will die, but it will still be hanging from these ropes, so memele you'll have your doifin. So the Gemara says, that is true, but there is a chash. Zimnin demukim bepoches mishloisha samach lascha. Maybe the height of this behemoth which you're using for a doifin, it's not too tall. No, lemaise, it is a little less, that means it is 7 in a masha hu tvochim tall, and the schach starts by 10 tvochim. So even though the behemoth did not reach the schach, but we said lovod, so we will say some, the extra the 3 tvochim minus a masha. Bazimnen de muki bepoches mishloisha samach leschach. Vikiven de maise, and now if the behemoth will die, kovtso, it will shrink a little, and even though it's being supported by ropes, but it'll shrink a little, since we are speaking about a mashu, that means the whole hersha of the sukkah could depend on a mashu, if this is the situation, that the goiva of the behemah alive was shiva or mashu. So memele, if we're chayish lemisim, so according to Abayir, Ameyas chayish lemisim, so lemais it will come out that he v'lav adaita, the behemah will die, he won't realize that since the behemoth is dead, we lost the appropriate height from the doifin. He'll continue eating, and then he'll be over anissa. Let us see Rashi. Ashli chavolim, narovo revetzes, ashli chavolim, ropes. Ha mesicha ba'ashli mela'el, that she supported from the ropes on the top. Vim tomos ain't on a fellas. She won't collapse. She'll still be standing, hanging. Zimne de mukila bepochas megimel. Pa'omim she'ein begoiva shel behema elo shiva umashu. Could be the height will be 7 tvochim plus a mashu. Besuke asore de koilo bepochas mishloishes amach lesach. And the sukkah is exactly this, the goyva of the schach starts by 10 tvachim, and it is a shir of lovut, sobech l'schach, v'amrine lovut. The kivin, the maisa kavtsa, mismayit, she'll shrink a little bit, v'avalei shloisha, then there'll be a distance of 3 tvachim between the behem and the schach, u'botolei lovut, then you lost your lovut, v'en kan doif, and then you lost your doif. And the lava daite, einai noisin leiv lesakno, the einai nikya, that, because he won't realize, recognize this, that he lost the correct height of the daif. Salkoponim, so now we understand the machleik is, Rameir is chayish lemise, and he's chayish for misa, even though roiv misas won't be such a great catastrophe, but it's possible that a misa might bring a kilkul if the behemah was pochus mishloish samach l'schach. So he's chayish l'misa, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish l'misa. According to Abaye, according to Rove, and according to Rabbi Zeire, the shayla is if you chayish l'brich, if the behemah spigmat not kosher, are you chayish if the behemah will run away? But no one is chayish l'misa. Fregte Gemore, umi omar Abaye, rameya chayish l'misa, rabbi doloi chayish. And now I must ask a stir in Abaye, how Abaye explained the machloikis, rameya rabbi Yehuda. Vesnan, we learned to the Mishnah, bas Yisrael sheniseis l'koyim. Vaholach baylo l'mdina sayom. Echeles betrumen. She's permitted to continue eating trume, becheska shukai. I maybe he died. No, lechashinu lemisa. V'raminen alo, we yest astire from a different aloch. We learned, areze gitech sho'achas koyde misosi. A husband wanted to make sure that his wife would not fall a chalitza. Didn't have any children. He was afraid perhaps he'll die suddenly. Or speaking about, he finds himself away from his wife and he's afraid he might die in that mokim and he'll be unable to give her a get. She'll fall, she'll need chalitza. So he gave her a get now. But he really didn't want to get her now. So he said as follows, Areze gitech sho'achas koidem isos. He gave her a get, that the get should be chal the hour before his misa. So memela, so whenever his misa will be, so we'll know that the hour before the get was chal. So the din is, asura lechel betruma meyat, so she's not, if she's an ashes koyim, she's not permitted to eat truma right away. Why? Because we're afraid maybe he's going to die the next hour. So this is the Shah Achas Koidem Isosoi, so she is now giget. So if she's now giget, so she's not allowed to eat truma. So we have here, Astira, here it says that she's not allowed to eat truma because we're afraid he might die the next hour. There it says that Abbas Yisroel, Shanises Lekoyen, she's married to Koyen, she's permitted continuously to eat truma because I assume that he's not chayish lamisa. I assume her husband is still living. And Memela, so she's still an Ashes Koyen. So this was the kasha that we asked. We asked Astir on these two alochas. Va'omar Abaye, loy kasha, hora meya de loy chayish lamise, horab Yehude de chayish lamise. So Abaye said, it's like two different tanoi. Rameya is not chayish lamise. That is the first Mishnah. And Harei Zagitach Shoachas is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is Chayish Lamis. And where do we see such a machlokes? The Sanya, we learned Abaraisa, Alekeyach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. A person purchased Yayin from Kusim. Oimer, we'll see later in Rashi and Tosfos why this had to be done. But he did not have the time or the the kalim to be mafresh trumas amaisris. So he says as follows, but he wants to drink the wine. So he says, shnei lugim shani osid lahafresh, arei ein trumim. That the two lugim which I will eventually be mafresh, so these two lugim are now trumim. Asore, when I will be mafresh, maisarishin, shenabi maisarishin, tisha maisarshaini. Umeichal vishoise viyad, yivrei rameir. Rameir says that after he says this, even though there was no afroshe, there was no maisa afroshe, but there was a kriya shem, he was already kriya shem, trume maisa. There's already meiser in the yayin, and there's trum in the yayin. Which is trume, which became meiser, we'll find out. Mashani osid lahafrish. What I'm going to later be mafrish now became trume. So therefore, he's permitted to drink, because whatever he drinks is not mashani osid lahafrish. So therefore, this is sufficient. Divrei Rameya. Rameya says this is good. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. They say it's no good. So Abaya held, why do they say it's no good? Because they were afraid, Shema Yiboka Hanoit, maybe the vessel in which the wine is in might break, the wine will pour out. He'll never be able to be mafrish, he will never be able to be mekayim the tnai of his afroshe. Mashni osed lahafresh should become trum, will never be mafreshe. So melo come out that he was shayse tvolim lamafreye. So it comes out as follows. Rav Meir said, you don't have to be afraid of such a thing. Shemi yiboka anoid, maybe it'll break. You're not chayish for such things. The vial, now it's gans, mustama will remain gans. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechai Shema Yiboka Hanoi. So Mamela, so Abaye said that, so we see Rabbi Meir is the one that is not Chayish for things to occur. He leaves things at status quo. Mustama, nothing will happen. And Rabbi Yehuda was the one that was Chayish. So Mamela, so Abaye said, that Mishnah that says that If a Kohen left, went to Medina Sayom, his wife is still permitted to continue eating truma. That's going according to Rameya. Because Rameya isn't chayish for things to occur that will change the matzav. The stomach of things will remain the same. Rabbi Yehuda was not saymech on this afroshe because he was afraid. Dulma Yiboka Hanoi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda was Chayish Lamisa. So Al Kaponim, that was the Mekoyer of Abaye. Abaye brought a Mekoyer from Alakech Yami Ben Akusim, that Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish, just as he's Chayish Labkiyas Hanoi, he's Chayish Lamisa. And Rabbi Meir, that's not Chayish Labkiyas Hanoi, is not Chayish Lamisa. That's a memra of Abai. So this memra is soisa what Abai said by us. Here, Rameya said that one is not permitted to make a doifin out of a behemoth. So Abai explained the reason is because Rameya is chayish lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamisa. That's why he's permitted to make a doifin. So it's mamish astire in Abai. So the Gemara says, no, epoch. Now, Abaye, that is true. Abaye had said that for Emphod, these two halachas by Trume, that one is going according to Rav Meir and one is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But he did not say the way you said it over. He said Fakel, the way he said before Nasugir. He said Rav Meir Chayish Lamisa. So according to Rav Meir, he gave her a get she'achas koidim misosi. She's not permitted to eat Trume miyad because Rav Meir is Chayish Lamisa. Rabbi Yehuda loy chayish lamise, and where do we see this? The sanya abaraisa asol the behema doifin lesuke, Rameya poisel, Rabbi Yehuda marsha. So Meila, so Abaye is consistent with what he said. Rameya is chayish lamise, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lamise. So the Gemara asks, Kasha de Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. Okay, very good. Abaye, we took care of, but now we take have a problem. How does Rabbi Meir, we just put in a new machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda bar Lekech, Yain mi bein akusim. There we have a new machloikis, and here we see Faket Rabbi Meir is not chayish, and Rabbi Yehuda is chayish. Amaloch Rabbi Meir, Misa Shriche. No, there's no stire. Misa is takadova shriach. So me meile is chayshinga le misa. Bikiyas hanoid loy shriche. Bikiyas hanoid is loy shriche. Efsher de mosalei le shayma. This is biyata odom. You can be careful. You can watch it. So me meile, so it's a milsa de loy shriche. So you don't have to, zicha vashteisach, you have to take care of it. But that is possible to do. So memela, therefore, you can be samech on mash and the osel lahafrish because I don't have to clear the of bekiyas hanoid. Kashe drab Yehuda drab Yehuda. Kashe drab Yehuda drab Yehuda. Time with drab Yehuda. He says, why weren't they chayish? I mean, l'chayre, the t'nai was, ma shani osud lahafrish. So why won't they chayish that he might die? I mean, l'chayre, that's the whole key of matnai, ma shani osud lahafrish. Mises is taka shrichas, let's be afraid, he'll die before he'll have a chance to be mafrish it. Pesach nisht. L'chayre, here you have the Gemara just saying that Abai is just saying, Bekiyas Hanoid, Tak Rameyas Chayish, Lamisa, you have to take a Bechayish. She might die the next hour. Reza Gitar Shachas Kaidim Misosi, you have to be Chayish, she might die the next hour. So you might die the next hour, so also Betruma, that's going according to Rameya. But over here, why do you have to be afraid of the Bekiyas Hanoid? The Bekiyas Hanoid, that you don't have to be afraid of, that you can take care. But Lachayre, if you're Chayish Lamisa, L'chayre the t'nai was shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish. What'll be if he won't be mafrish it? He'll die in an hour. Chayish is gonna die in an hour. So what'll be? So he's allowed to drink now. Nani osid lahafrish. I'll be mafrish later. I'll be mafrish and we'll see one shot in Rashi. I'll be mafrish meitzoy Shabbos. After Shabbos I'll be mafrish. Who says he'll be live after Shabbos? L'chayre the t'nai was ma shani osid lahafrish. Basically. Aval kaponim, that's what the Gemara says, the Vayil. That by Shnei Lugim, there's only a problem of Achshash Lebekiyas Hanoid, and that's Leishrich. Fine, so Rab Meir is taken care of. Kashe de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda is a problem. If Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Lemise, which is more Shrich than Bekiyas Hanoid, so why is he Chayish for Bekiyas Hanoid? Gemara says, "Time with Rabbi Yehuda lav mishum the bechayish lebekiyas hanoid." Rabbi Yehuda, not the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because he's chayish lebekiyas hanoid. Ela mishum the last lay breire. He doesn't hold. He doesn't say yesh breire. We don't say that a person can make a chalois now. Now it became trume that the birur of the chalois is dependent on asidus. That means I'm making now trume. Which wine became trume? We'll find out later. But now became trume. So he can't, Rabbi doesn't hold, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the breire. The rest lay breire. Frag the Gemara, v'lei chayish Rabbi Yehuda lebkiyas noit? What are you telling me? Rabbi Yehuda was not chayish lebkiyas noit. But medictoni seife omru lei l'Rabbi Meir. That they told Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon, they told Rab Meir, Iata Moide Shema Yiboka Hanoit. What are you telling us? You're telling us that he's permitted to be mafresh, and what will be Shema Yiboka Hanoit? Benimtsa ze shoyse tvolum le mafreya. So how can you be mata now to drink? Vamalahu lechshi yiboka. He said, listen, when it'll happen, then we'll start thinking. You don't have to be chayish for it. Aba Michlal the Chayish Rabbi Yehuda lebekiyas hanoid. Aba Kaponim, it would seem from their kasha that they are Chayish. So back again to the kasha, the kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, awesome, Rabbi Yehuda the Kamal Rabbi Meir as follows. Rabbi Yehuda sang Rabbi Meir as follows. Lididi, according to me, Leslie Breire. I don't hold Breire. The reason I hold it's no good, they don't hold a breire. Elo de di doch, di yesh breire, you do hold a breire. But there's another problem. Yata moide de shema yiboka hanoid. So le mais attack you hold a breire, but there's a new problem. Shema yiboka hanoid, omale, lechshi yiboka. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hareze gitoch, Yorei Sheloyomus Pisay, he was afraid that he might die suddenly, Oibiracheres, but he zokek ishte lachalitze, Benoisin loget kshuhu bori, Boimo logetze yehele gerusher, Sheachas koidem misose. Asura lechel betrume miyat, im hu koyin vehi yisraelis, the shema zu hi asho shekoydim le misosai. Maybe this is taka the hour before the misa, verei hi mugureshes mimenu. Alma misa shriche vechai shinin lo. Gabuche der ishashes moire, that peemison, if you chayish le misa, there's another problem, that since he's a koyin, and maybe she's a grusha, so he's also to be with her already. That labdavka legabi trume. Trume is a little bit more salvable, so she won't eat trume. She'll eat chulim. But lechayre, he made a big boo-boo over here by giving such a get. Lemaisa, now they're also to be together because maybe she's now a grusha. She's going to die the next hour, so she's now a grusha, and so Kain is also a grusha. But Omar Abaye Goris, and Abaye had answered this tire, Alekeyach Yain mi Benakus. So Rashi had a ore, how are you allowed to drink their wine? So Rashi says, Koinem Shegozu Aleim, Kedemrinem Bakel Shechtim, that there was a zman, according to Rameya, we see in Taisvis, Mubariches, Rameya holds Kusim Geri Emesain. So they had a din of Yidin. Later, they were geyser on Yain Kusim. So later it became also. But this price is speaking about when there was still mutter. So one was permitted to drink their wine. Oymer shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish min hameya letrumet. Two lugim, which I will be mafrish from the 100 lugim, that should be trumet. Harei shem trumet kori aleihem b'seichai. So it is now trumet. The two lugim, which I will later designate, should now be trume. Now Rashi had a kasha, so we'll start memachan as a ganze geschäft, be mafrish now. Chegoin shehigia lele Shabbos. So the rehitas loshen of Rashi would seem that it's Shabbos already. Became Shabbos, and he's not permitted to be mafrish in Shabbos. But then we'll see a big chiddush, and Taisus is chaylik on Rashi, so that this is permitted in Shabbos. That this is permitted, that even though Afroshe Behedye is also, but this is like a partial Afroshe. He's being mafresh, but the Afroshe is dependent on something that's going to happen later. So maybe this is permissible. Perhaps we can elaborate a little that, there are two reasons why one is not permitted to be mafrish, trumes and maisres in Shabbos. One reason is because it's a tikkun mone, he's being misakin the tevel. The tevel is unedible and he's making it roi l'achila. Perhaps this doesn't fall into the category of a tikkun mone because it's not a ganze misukin. That means the tikkun is dependent on a spetadike maisa froshe. That means it will help if he does something else. So could be this is better than stamatik and mona because it's not in ganzen mesukin. So it could be the chazal one geyser, or maybe the reason is it's daimel emeka chamemka, that if you're mafresh trumas or maisres and that becomes momen hashevet, so you're taking out from your issues. You're being miyached to making it mamon hashevet. So could be, since it's not mevurer, what became as yet mamon hashevet. So could be, it's also better, so it doesn't go into the iser of eim afrishin trumas amaisis. But kaponim from the loshen of Rashi would seem like that. Shegia lele Shabbos. It became Leili Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. He can't be Mafrish now. Oy, Rashi says, could be there's another reason why he's not Mafrish now. Ein imoy kelim tahirim lahafrish l'soichem truma maisa. He doesn't have toyer dike kelim, so it'll be metama the truma. So memele, so he doesn't want to do that. So he makes such a nusach. Bahai the nokat kusim. So why is he? Why does he mention kusim? Ashminon the gruim heim ma'ame ha'oretz. He wants to tell us that a kusi is worse, less trustworthy than amoretz. Number one, v'leikeyach tzorich la'aser vaday v'loy demai. Number one, by demai, the halacha is that your mafrish demai is a suffic devil. So Chazal said, the ma'isa you just mafrish and you keep it. You keep it for yourself because al tzofik if it's mamon hashevet or not, you say ma'itz mechaber ol baraya. Here it would seem that you have to give away the ma'isa. So it's telling us that kusim are worse than amaratzim. Number two, va'af alatruma nechshedu. By dma, you only have to be mafrish meiser and meiser sheni, trumas meiser, but truma gedoyle, you don't have to be mafrish. Truma gedoyle, since it only involved chita achas by teres asakri, the amaratzim were not choshed on truma gedoyle. Truma gedoyle wasn't such a big nesoyin, so they were mafrish themselves. But we'll see the kusim, they were choshed on everything. Umeichel meiser sheni, so Rashi learns, umeichel is a loshen chilul, meiser sheni shiochel lechaloloi, umechaloloi besoichai almoi sheyeshloi besoich beisoi. And the meiser sheni, he's mechalol right away. Mechalol, so here again, well, this is a problematic Rashi. Tosfos asks on Rashi, how could you be mechalal the Ma'aser Sheni? The Ma'aser Sheni is dependent on the Tanai. He said, Ma'ashani Osid Lahafrish. Ma'ashani Osid Lahafrish should become Ma'aser Sheni. If you're not going to make Afrosha, you mechalal it right away. That means you'll never make Afrosha, it would seem. How could you be mechalal it? Never got kedushas ma'aser sheni. The kedushas ma'aser sheni was ma'aser yosel lahafrish. That's a problem. But kaponim, we see another thing, another chiddush. I mean, if it's correct, shegiya leile Shabbos, that here chilul is also permissible. You're allowed to make chilul. You're allowed to be mechalal. This is. Okay, you're allowed to take off the Kedusha, you're allowed to be Mechalol, Kedusha's Ma'is Hasheini, and Mois in Shabbos. B'shoise miyat, b'samchin en abreire, we rely on breire, sheyovi lebeisoi, yafrish, leidol bimafrish, v'mrinen yesh breire, we assume yesh breire, she'elu hein, ma'ischon utrumos, and we say this is takedo, whatever later he's mafrish, we say this is the Meiser, and this is the Trumet. This is the Meiser, this is the Trumet. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that by, if you hold Ein Breire, that we're afraid he ends up not by being Mafrish the Meiser. Maybe he drank the Meiser, and this is something else. So the devil was Afrosh and the Meiser. So kaponim, but the Rashi is explained the one of Yesh Breire, and we say Amrine she'elu hein ma'isron. This is the ma'isron. This is the truma what he was mafresh before, and it's sufficient. Oisrin v'amrine gzeire shem yiboka hanoid v'lo yove lidei breire v'nimso shoyse tvolim alma Rab Yehuda chayish lebkiyas hanoid v'choshkein lemisas odom v'rameye loy chayish. So the Gemara says, Eipach. No, Loisha Ninu Abaye Kedeka Amrit. Abaye never said, Abaye didn't fa'emphor the stira the way you're saying over now. Ele Ipcha Shaninu Abaye. Hodoloichayish. Rabbi said, "Punkt verkehrt. Hodoloichayish. The mission that says you're not chayish is oichel betrume. She could be eating trume. Rabbi Yehuda. Vahodoloichayish. Rabbi Meir. The love machloikis yain sheninu abay. Not abaye but a raya from this machloikis of yain. Alamehach the suket. Rabbi Yehuda loichayish. Rabbi Meir chayish. So the Gemara asks, but then we have a problem. Kasha the Rabbi Meir. The Bekiyas Noid are Rameyer the Sukkot. So no answer. Rameyer is Takachayish Lamisa, which is Shriche. Bekiyas Noid is not Shriche. And then the Gemara is Astir Rav Yehuda. Here Rav Yehuda is Chayish Lamekiyas Noid by Lekeach Yami Ben Akusim and by Adoifin Lesukkot. He's not Chayish Lamisa. So the Gemara says, no, the reason Rav Yehuda is the last Lebreir, and I feel like Ainei Nivka also. So Rabbi told them, if it'll break, there's nothing what to worry about. Let us see Taisvis. The Sanya Alekeyach Yayin Mibein Akusim. Baraise he, this is a Baraise, the Masni Bob Lukte de Tanoi. In the Baraise it says 2 days. Rabbi says, you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael and Shimon hold, you're not allowed to do it. That's the Baraisa. Mishnah Acheres, see, there is a Mishnah b'Meseches Dmai, Perik Shvi. There the Mishnah doesn't bring down 2 days. There the Mishnah says, what you do, Lekech Yami Bein Akusim, that's what you do. Ustomeke Rameya, and that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rameya. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't bring down the Machlokes. Now, Taisus has a problem. Has a problem. How are you allowed to b'chal purchase the wine and drink the wine? So Taisus says, "Ubemetayr yenei shel kusiyari." It's speaking about that. Back is goyish wine, but the etzim, the production of the wine was done behechsher. That means the goyim never touched the wine. Everything was done by the Yisraelim. So Memele, it belongs to Kusim, but the wine was made Behersha. That's one teretz. Oy kaidim shegozu al yeinon, this is Rashi's teretz, kide isa perekame dechulam. So Memele, so we could say before the Gzeira, when one was permitted to drink their wine. Pektoisviz, that's good according to Rameya. Rameya holds Kusim geirei emesein. That Bemisin the attacker Emes Agerim and it's and Minatoyre Dayim. So you could say the Rabbonon were Goyzer, the Rabbonon were Goyzer and Kusim later that they gave them a Din Goyim. So this price is speaking about before the Gzeir. But we have a problem. Aval gav the Rabbi Yosi the Rabbi Shimon the Hoche Shemine lo b'menoches perik Rabbi Shmuel. The Kusim Geirei Aroyis, Kusim Geirei Aroyis. Geirei Aroyis means it wasn't a true Geiris. It was a Geiris because there was a fear of lions. So they were Mekabel Geiris Bal Kolchom. But what does that mean? It means it wasn't a true Geiris. So if it wasn't a true Geiris, that's still Goyim. So Memela now, so the second Teretz is not a good Teretz. It's being about before the Gzeiris. But if you hold that the Geirei Aroyis, so even before the Nugzeira and Kusim, but the Goyim, and Chazal at Asr, Yein Akum. So Taisva says, Efshel, the Shegozru al Yeinam shel Nochim, Le Gozru al shel Kusim. That when Chazal Asr, Yein Akum, so Kusim are also Goyim, but they're a different sect. The Prushik, even the Prushim may have a desire, Yoiser, Mishar, Nochem. They're different than all Goyim. The Porush may have a desire, Marzikim Beteire Shebiksav. So Memele, so even though they're Goyim, Take, but Chazal only also the Goyish Goyim. The Goyim who are even they have a desire, they're Yayin Chazal also. But here you have a whole shevet of goyim who are plushim avoy the zore and marzikim b'teir shebiksav. So memela, so they never went into the gzeira. Aber bische gozu al alpiton. Ah, you'll tell me, Monavshech, if they're such fine Menschen, but we know they also their past, even before they also the Yain. So Daisy says, that's no problem. Kamari Yemis is also gozu al piton. Sicher, they weren't as a Mahudadik mentioned, so Mamel they also done their past. Aber like gozu al Yainim. So it could very well be, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, it could be that Yain Kusim, there was no Gzeira of Chazal, so Memela, that's why one was permitted to purchase it. Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrich. So Taisvi says, and Taisvi is Chaylik on the Mashmois we hear of Rashi. It's not talking about Leile Shabbos, it's speaking about Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes Ayr. It's speaking about the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes. Kidiktoni b'tesefte, haloikeyach yayin mi Bein Akusim be'erev Shabbos. So the purchase was Erev Shabbos. That's, so we're speaking about, we see that was the reason why he wasn't Mafresh, it was Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you could still be mafresh, and it's speaking about v'shochach lahafresh, and he was v'shechech lahafresh. He forgot right away to be mafresh. V'loyishe shochach ad shekidish hayoyim. It's not speaking about where it would seem from Rashi that he reminded himself on the Shabbos already. Im Kain, if that would be the case, afilu likres loyishem also, then you couldn't do such a thing. Not only in Shabbos, not only are you also to be mafresh to Mr. Meisi, you're also to make this tnai also. For the likus leishem also, kid the muchach become meduchti, the ein takone le tevel b'shabes elo b'isa. Now, Thesis will bring a few rayas that it is impossible to be misakin tevel in Shabbos. I feel it with such a dreidel to say mashani osid lafish. This is also awesome. Where do we see this? The mrina and perikira, the Gemara says in Shabbos, tevel muchanu eitzel Shabbos. Tevel is not called mukta. Why? She'im ovar v'tiknoi mesukin. Because if a person will be over the issa of afroshes trumer maisa, and he will be mafresh, it's mesukin. So memele, since there's a possibility that it might become mesukin be'iser, so it's not called mukzeh. So vaistach is klor, that's the only way Chazal could picture a possibility of tevel becoming mesukin was over v'tikne, it was mesukin be'iser. So Vaistachois in Shabbos, there's no hetadika oifen to be misak and tevel. So we see that this oifen of Mashani Osid Lahafrish is also not permitted in Shabbos. One raya. Ubeperik Misha Hechshech, a second raya, we learned as follows. Oisa behemtoi tuuna tevel va'ashoshis. Speaking about Misha Hechshech, that means a person got stuck on the way. And his behemah has, is carrying a load of tvua, of tevel, and it became Shabbos. So it says that later when the behemah came into a chotzer, if it was carrying tevel, va'ashoshes is pieces of glass which are muktzeh, and tevel is also muktzeh, is also lepirko. You are not permitted in Shabbos to unload the behemoth because they're muktzeh. Le mistava le meima the whole, yeah, some amelus, why is it muktzeh? There's an eitzeh, you could be kairishem, mashin yosel lahafrish. Le mistava le meima the whole hani, rab Yehuda, rab Yosi, rab Shimon Dosri. The main zik pekez a chaisdrain from the whole problem. There are tanoim that say for some reason it doesn't help. You don't know breire, you chayshem yibok anoim. That's not mistava. Period. Ba'oid damrinan perik sheni debay. I'll bring you a ride that fill according to Rameya. Rameya holds zichad is an eitzah of kriya shem. That you're not permitted to be kriya shem in Shabbos. It says, a meiser b'shabes b'shoigig, if a person was mafresh meiser b'shabes b'shoigig, he didn't know that it was also, yoichal, so he's permitted to eat it. B'meizid lo yoichal. If it was done b'meizid, he's not permitted to eat it. U'mash menami b'perik ha'nezokim, lo senami kerab meir. V'yahave shoir l'meichal b'tnai shani osid l'hafresh. Shatayisva says, if there is a way that one is permitted to be mafresh, I mean, that's Zichah Maisel, B'Shabbos is speaking about, that he was, that he was a Kair Hashem, Hashani Osir Lafresh. Speaking about, he took Piyodayim, the Tanlugim, and he said, Reizu Maisel, that's Zichah the story. But Taisva says, but if it would be in any way permissible to do what he is doing now, in an Eifen Hamutter, by Sebebetnai Shani Osir Lafresh, Lehoya Roy Lekainsoi, Afilu Over Vetikin. So Taisu says, that means Chazal would not answer a Tikkun of Tevel, the Iser, since there's an Eifen Aheter that it could be dubbed. It means Chazal wouldn't do such a thing. Maybe the svar of Taisus is it's like a gelechta. You mean you're telling you're not allowed to eat it? Why am I not allowed to eat it? Because we're not mesakin tevel in Shabbos. I mean, if the Rav himself is also mesakin tevel, it doesn't. He did it the wrong way. Chazal didn't do such a thing. That's what Taisus says. So I had a shtickle ha'or on Taisviz. I really don't know. Chazore on Shabbos is sometimes mutter and sometimes also. For example, something was on the flame in Shabbos. He made shehiyah on the flame. It was ganzen cooked. He made shehiyah and now he took it off. Wants to put it back on the flame. So the din is that's also. Because Chazal asked, one is not permitted to put in Shabbos on a flame that's not Gerufa Ketumah. Has to be Kotum. Has to be Bismaneinu, there has to be a blech on the flame. Not allowed to take off something which was on the flame and put it back on the flame without a blech. What if there's a blech? So you're allowed to put it back on. So, fine. That's one. That's the halacha. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings down the halacha. What if a person b'meizid he made chazara without a blech? So it's also bachil. Chazal asa did it. B'meizid it's also for everyone. B'shoigik is a machlekes. Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish. If it's only asa for him or it's also for everyone also, but al kaponim. We see that there are certain cases. Chazal, it's also the same thing. If you do it in the correct manner, it's mutter. If you do it not correctly, so Chazal cancelled. They weren't chayish for chuchat lulam. So why over here, Pshtaisvis assumes for Dover Poshet that if Rav Meir asserted, if Rav Meir cancelled, if a person was mafresh be'iser trumas ha'maisres al kochoch, there's no mutter dika oifen how to be mafresh trumas ha'maisres. I don't understand what is this different than chazor. Period. Okay, so kaponim sotaisvis brought three rayas that it would seem in Shabbos one does not have an eitzah how to be mafresh trumas ha'maisres. Even with a tonight. Well, I mayri nami ba'oidyoim. It is also not speaking about ba'oidyoim. Ela she'ein shus ba'yoim kedei lahafrish. It's not speaking about that it was not ba'inash. Taisa is speaking about ba'inash moshe. So Taisa says, maybe we'll say it's ba'oidyoim. But he doesn't have, so it's mamish mutter. But he doesn't have time to be mafrish. That means to take a keli and to be mafresh. That he doesn't have time. It's a minute and a half before Laila. So he can't be mafresh. So he says, so what, he has to make truma samais. He says, mashen yosid lafresh. So he says, so they says, that would be the case. Nimkein neima maisa sheini bitzfoine bedroim. So Rabbi maisa sheini, why do you have to say mashen yosid lafresh? Say, is Bikaveya Mokim, that in the northern area of this Yayin, this is Maisa Shani, and be Mechalalit, for Yishte, Kamoy Gabi Dmai. We'll see later, Taisus is Chalik and Rashi, that Taisus holds the Umechel, Vishais Miyad, does not mean he's Mechalalit. So Taisus learns that he has to be Mafrish, the Maisa Shani, Mitzoy Shabbat. So Taisus says, I speak my Bay Yoim, so this is not necessary. Bikaveya mokim and bimachalo right away. So nachamu. So in Shabbos it can't be speaking about, because this is also in Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you could be machalo right away. You can make bikaveya reshem the ma'aser sheni. Bikaveya mokim and bimachalo. Elo sheshochach ad bein hashmosh esayir. Speaking about that he was shochach. The also lafresh, and Benesh Moshes is also lafresh, because it's not bepeg by Mehmed Likin. Sofik hasheicho Benesh Moshes ein ma'asren es ha-vadai. One is not permitted to be ma'aser vadai tevel. Uperis kusi vadai, and peris kusi matake vadai tevel. Da avar gav damrinem perik shloishe sha'ochlu hani kisoi. Even though the Gemara says in Broches that is kusim asuri maisri karoi, that they are mafresh maisers, the kivnach siv beyaraisa mizer ziri, these are people which are nizer and teir shebeksat, hani mili defrum ksheroitz in lechel. If they themselves want to eat, so they'll make sure to be mafresh trumis and maisers. Havolim kair, but if they're not going to eat it, and the Ayid is going to eat it, lechai shi alif ne'iva, alif ne'iva denat chai. So they'll tell it to him with a straight face, this is kosher l'mahadrim in mahadrim, we took off trumas and maisras and everything else, and anechti ketog, they didn't do anything. What's lif ne'iva? The choshda lif ne'iva, the dor shi le kepshutei, kepashtei. If neivel is sitting michshel, you shouldn't put a michshel in front of a blind person. But to say not allowed to be machshel a yid in the business, that's permissible. So memele, so hitake vaday tevel. Hi, there's another shayla. Mishum goizel asakoyin vesalevi. No, lemaise leisigzel. They do hold up. So the gazel hakad. How could they're telling him that it's mufresh, they took up all the matonis, trumas and maisres, so they're misaviv a gezel ashevet. Nami lechayishi, tavalei momin shein leitoivim. Because they're very big lomden, that this doesn't belong to a koyin miyuchid. It's momin shein, it belongs to shevet kohune, which is a very vague momenis. That means, someone in Shevet Kohuna has a right to receive this, but since no one can step forward and say Sekumt Mir, so that's not that they don't consider this gezel. Number one, number two, Va'id Mishum Dlei Huvra Chelkab. Number two, they don't feel this is gezel because they feel that because man it's tabel, it's not momen hashevet yet. It becomes momen hashevet with the hafroshim. Now it's only bekoyach to become momen hashevet, which is also wrong. Taisu says in Psochim, it is now momen hashevet. It fell before hafroshim. So it fell in lochem, Taisu says, of a personal leader, kezayis matzav tabel. So besides this or tabul, there's an isa. They won't be mekaymitzus masa because it's not his. A chelik belongs to the shevet. Abal kaponim, that's what Taisva says. The kusim did not learn Taisvasin, so they held that kolzman. It's not hufresh the matonis, so it's not momen hashevet. Va'oid ki the darshinim perikaseiches apoyelam. There was tikkulam din also aser ta'aser va'achalto. The whole chiyuv of hafroshes maisa is if you eat it yourself. But if you're not eating it yourself, it's lakuach. So minatayre, it's potter. So minatayre, it's potter. So that's it. The rabbanon is the one nizer. So memele, so Taisa says this is vaday. So Taisa says likrei shem. So memele. So now we're back to a problem. So if we say that beinash moshes, one is not permitted in maschenes avadai vadai tevel, one is not permitted to be mafresh beinash moshes. So why is this permissible? So Taisva says, velikre shem ki hai gavne, doimesh an yosid lahafresh muta. But to do what he's doing here beinash moshes, he's not being mafresh behedye. He's just been kaire shem al mashani osid lahafresh. Mutter, so this already is permissible. Bein ashmoshes. The kule hai le gozo bein ashmoshes. So much you want gozo bein ashmoshes. Hey, listen, it's bein ashmoshes. It's a sofik laila. And then this is not a mamish afrosh, it's a kriya shem. So memela, this they were matter bein ashmoshes afilu bevadai. Afilu vaday tevel, it's not, kusim is different, kusim is vaday tevel. No, they were matter, afroshes, vaday tevel, bein ashmoshes, ayidei oifen shokri yeshem. V'chiyai gavne, the Toni Yoche, Taisva says that the same Seder that it says over here, Toni Mesechus, my per examishnei, gabitainim shel tevel. He says in Gabitainim Shel Tevel, it says the same thing. So you see, Klo, that Afilu by Vaday Tevel, they were Mater Kri Hashem. Abu Bahodid Mai, Leitoni, Hani Dehochel. There's also a Mishnah there in Demai that speaks about Demai, that had to be Mafrish. But there it doesn't say exactly the way it says here. The betevel would be better with adala. The betevel vaday tani trume gedoyla. By tevel vaday it says yemash ani osu lahafresh by trume gedoyla. Mashenkin bedmai lenechshedu amei haoretz al trume gedoyla. Period. Vahodaloi tani hocha lemocha. Now Taisva says that this kriya shem, which was made al mash ani osid lahafrish, shani osid lahafrish, is this kriya shem does not give us man when this osid will be. Eventually, when I'll be mafrish, so that which I will be mafrish then, that is, should now become truma. So, but it doesn't say lamocha, v'loi gabi d'mai, perik zayin. Doesn't say lemocha, and especially according to Taisvis, it's speaking about Bein Ashmoshes and Erev Shabbos. He can't say lemocha. Lemocha, Shabbos is going to be mafresh, chas v'sholem. Smail is very good, doesn't say lemocha. Gabi mazmin chaveirei diktoni hosom, shani osid lahafresh lemocha. So there it says as follows. There, it's a very delicate situation. Someone was invited to be a guest Shabbos by an Amoretz. And he didn't rely on this Amoretz. He was very mefukbek that who knows what he's going to give him. He's going to give him demai. So, but he has to be there. So Chazal were meikel that he says like this, that he says, Erev Shabbos, that mash ani osid lahafrish, the maisa, I'll be mafrish tomorrow, should now become maisa. So he's now, the Kri Hashem, very interesting Kriya Shem, it's a Kriya Shem on Yenim's Tvue, but Al Kaponim, Azosh Teitach Doden, that he said that, tomorrow, I'm going to go to Marg by him, and I'm going to be Mafresh Maisa tomorrow, in Shabbos. But I'm not going to say anything then, I'm just going to pick up this thing, I haven't seen it, this should be Maisa. But I'm saying now, Mashani Osid Lahafresh Limocho, but I'm going to be, I should now become Maisa. So he's making a Kriya Shem Erev Shabbos and a Hafroshe in Shabbos. That's the story over there. And then he eats it. So there was Hafroshe, so then he eats it. So there you need a hafrosha in Shabbos. He can't say he's only going to be given. I mean, whatever is being served for him, then that's what he's going to eat. He doesn't have time. He doesn't have the mitzvah Shabbos. He can't tell his balabos, listen, I'm taking home a part of the food. I want to be mafresh. I mean, he can't tell him this. I'm a mele, so he has to make this afrosha in Shabbos. So therefore it says lemocho. But upon him, from there we see another chiddush that one can make a kriya shem erev Shabbos and make afrosha in Shabbos, and that is permissible. So Tosva says, b'mazmin ein mafrish ela masha oichel. That there he's only being mafrish on what he is now eating. And that is taki permissible. That's a kula. V'hu adin nami gabi mishesh leitainim shel tevel, sheyochel afrish masha oichel b'shabbos. If a person wants to do only this, that he just wants to eat these teinim on Shabbos, so he could say, erev Shabbos mashani osi lahafrish in Shabbos, it should now become tum, etc. Elo, no, here we're speaking about, he doesn't want only to be misakin the food he's eating that Shabbos. Fisha yirtza lesakin es hamoysa akil bebasachas. He wants to be mata everything, not just the 10 spoonfuls he's going to eat on Shabbos. He wants to be matter. He wants to be matter the whole kri. It's like tani lemocho. So therefore, it doesn't say lemocho. The letzayrich choil osa lahafresh. That means this whole kula, which one is permitted to make a kri Hashem erev Shabbos and afrosh in Shabbos. That's only for an achila Shabbos. They permitted this. Letzayrich choil is osa. Ubehedye omrinem bi Yerushalmi perik zayin didmai. So, but this is saying about Lutzerich Achilles Mutatake. Rabbiane havelait nai vadai. That means he said such a thing. He made a tnai and tevel vadai. Shol Rabbi Chie, Rabbi Mahu misakno b'shabbat. I made this tnai erev Shabbos. What am I permitted to be misakened in Shabbos? Tevel vadai. Omalei leman tilmad liyiras Hashem alekecha kol hayomim afilo b'Shabbos. That means because of Oynik Shabbos, this is a pasuk that's speaking about the parsha of Trumas HaMaisers. And we learn that for Tzorech Oynik Shabbos, one is permitted to be mafrish in Shabbos. So it's permissible. Peirish nai vadai, shehoyulay tevul vadai, shehisn olav me'erev Shabbos, mashani osid lahafreshye maisa. Alme behedye dishori. So we see that this is permissible. It is permissible to be mafresh, afilu on tevul vadai, in Shabbos with a kriya shem of erev Shabbos, if he only wants to be misaken what he's eating. Uktsas teime beuvde de ishe rabbe, rabbiana igufe meise mi peire de beise, sheloi min amukif. Now, it says in Yevomis, rabbiana used to have an oris, they used to deliver him, erev Shabbos, used to deliver him peiris, and then he used to be mafreshe letzerich Shabbos. One erev Shabbos was getting late, and the oris didn't come. So Lemaise, Sir Rabbi Yanai was a little scared. It said it's going to come too late. He won't have time to be mafrish. So he was mafrish before the Oris brought the Peiris. He was mafrish. He had tevel in his house. So he was mafrish that this should be trume on the Peiris which the Oris is going to bring. Now, lechatchila, one is not permitted to do this. There's a din by hafroshes trumes and maisres. It should be min hamukif. It should be close together the trume to the tevel. I mean, it should be all together. So memela, but the Gemara said Rabbi Yani didn't have an eitzah. Rabbi Yani did not have an eitzah. So therefore, Rabbi Yani had to do this. So Taisa asks, "Amayr de kekasha?" There's a grace over here. Yikra Hashem, V'yafresh b'shabes min amukev. Why did he have to make a hafrosh erev shabes shaloi min amukev? I just said that that letzorech achilas hayoyim it's permissible to make a kriya shem erev shabes and make a hafrosh in shabes. Is yikre shem v'yafresh b'shabes min amukev. Ke'uvda d'Yerushalmi. So Taisa Shema who have a bereishe vakati lo yoda ishori. He didn't know then if it is permissible. Inami, so that's why he did this. The Mephoshim asked Kasha though, the Yibomis it says, he asked Rab Chiya, did I do the right thing? Same Rab Chiya. He didn't know Rab Yannai, but Rab Chiya did know. That was the one he asked before. Did I do the right thing? I was Teirim Shalom in a Mukif. Rab Yannai gave him a skom. He did the right thing. So Rab Yannai should have told him, Rabbi, you shouldn't have done this. You should have done what Taisa says. You should make a Kriya Shem, Nafrosh and Shabbos. Inami oyetzoich lekula kante de peirik. V'oy, and the third, that he needed the whole thing, not only what he's going to eat on Shabbos. Some others are going to eat. So Mamela, he had to be misakin the whole, all the 12. V'oy dein masna al vaday shebiyat chaveirik. You cannot do this on, if it's vaday tevel, and it didn't become yours yet, you can't do such a thing before Shabbos. Disa b'Yerushalmi did my doma ma bein d'may levadai d'may o d'mas no dovo she'ene b'shusa. He can make a kriya shem on something which is as yet not his. Vadei ne'masne ela o dovo she'b'shusa. And vadei can only be masna on something that is his.